When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're out on the Western Pizza guest hotline right off the hop here. We're talking riders. We're talking riders getting ready for camp. Rookie camp opens tomorrow. We have Rob Vanstone from the Riders joining us. Now, Rob, you're heading up to Saskatoon. How many training camps have you covered for the Riders?
Interesting. Most of the training camps I've been to have actually just been as a very interested spectator. My first one was in 1973. Mom and I went to camp when I was out at the University of Regina, and I still have my 1973 training camp prospectus, including a rookie named Jim Hobson and another rookie named Steve Mazurek. So I always thought it was so cool I could go out to the U of R after school and watch the Rough Riders practice. And I did that pretty much right through elementary school and right through high school as well. Back when they had training camp was in Regina most of those years. They didn't start making a routine of training camp in Saskatoon until 82. So,
yeah. So the Saskatoon camp for yourself, you're heading up there again, dog in tow. You actually said you're celebrating your anniversary up there for camp.
Yeah, my 25th wedding anniversary on May 15th. I'm actually doing a book signing at McNally Robinson the same night. So for my book on Nashville's goaltenders, and we're going to talk about that and talk about the Rough Riders that'll be a fun, eventful trip. It's a lot quicker than last year, which is pretty much the entirety of a month. Mm-hmm. So,
what's your go-to in Saskatoon, or what's one place you have to eat when you go up there for camp, or something you got to do every year? It's like routine.
Taverna, absolutely. Lemon veal is delicious, and with the minestrone. So,
oh yeah,
That is an absolute must.
The minestrone there is world class. Good one. Good.
Love the minestrone.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into camp and what everyone's going to see here. It's rookie camp opening tomorrow. When you look at rookie camp, and a lot of people don't know, like rookie camp, are these guys, any of these guys, have they gone to CFL camps before?
They may have had a kind of a, a taste of it. Mm-hmm. It's generally the you'll find a lot of players who've gone to training camps at the pro level, but not necessarily at the CFL. A lot of the American players are getting acclimatized to the Canadian game, and this interesting thing called the waggle and the yard off the line of scrimmage and the 12th man and things like that. So I remember once upon a time the rookie camps weren't really as official as they are now, and now it's just part of every team's structure. So I'm intrigued by this, especially with a largely new coaching staff. And there's some really interesting rookies that I'm just dying to see after immersing myself in research the last few months, trying to figure out who the cool stories will be once I get up there.
Who are those two? Can you shed some light on those?
There are so many. I mean, Jack Cohn, a quarterback, he actually was initially recruited to Notre Dame as a lacrosse player, and then ended up going to Wisconsin to play quarterback. And then as a senior, he eventually ended up at Notre Dame playing quarterback.
Wow.
And had a great senior year. I think C.J. Avery had the first interception in the history of the XFL. And if you go back to 2001, Rough Rider plays kicker Paul McCallum. In the original XFL, scored the first points on a 25-yard field goal. So the Riders have had ties to the first two XFL incarnations. Holden Hill at Texas, a defensive back, he had three interceptions, took all of them back for a touchdown.
Oh. Wow.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. There's so many really cool stories that I'm just dying to dive into. A training camp has always been a great reservoir for stories and interesting storytelling. So I hope it's interesting anyway.
Yeah, and in all your years of rookie camp, Do you remember like one guy that just showed up and everyone was like, oh, wow. Then he went on to main camp and then ended up making the team. Is there any interesting stories when it comes to something like that?
I think the best one was Weston Dressler, unsurprisingly, in 2008. He didn't sign with the Rough Riders. His leadership signing wasn't announced until May 18th of 2008.
Wow.
And there was virtually no fanfare. There was a press release. And I remember going on, right before camp, I went on YouTube and just started looking at some of the players who were coming in. And there was this dazzling Weston Dressler video from his days at North Dakota. It's just like, oh, this could be interesting. But you figure, okay, YouTube, it can be a little bit of an illusion too. And his YouTube video in training camp, and tongues were wagging right off the bat. And so that's my favorite rookie camp story, just because you could just see right from the first day, it's like, where did this come from? Yeah. And he was just magical.
Okay, so do you remember how did he make his way up here? Was there somebody that took a chance or saw a tape? Or do you remember the story on that?
Just basically, he was, Eric Tillman was a general manager at the time, and Joe Womack was in charge of player personnel. And he'd been on the radar for a while. But actually, he was initially, his rights were initially held by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And when Winnipeg dropped his rights, the Riders picked up he added him to the negotiation list pretty quickly. He was waiting after the 2007 draft or 2008 draft. He was hoping to get an NFL shot somewhere, and it just didn't materialize. So, well into May, he ended up signing a CFL contract. Really had no idea what the game entailed, even though he wasn't that far away from the Canadian border in Bismarck, North Dakota, and came up here and was just, it was like somebody was playing Madden with this 5'7" receiver, and just he was just all over the field. I just remember just thinking, wow. Although it wasn't instantaneous when he started in 2008. People in the regular season, people kind of have that recollection, but for the first couple of games he was a punt returner. Mm-hmm. And then DJ Flick got injured, and that was the opportunity for Weston Dressler. And then on July 12th 2008, he had that breakout game in Hamilton, as did Darian Durant. And both stories pretty much began that afternoon at Iowa Wind Stadium.
It's funny because we talked about it on the show yesterday, Bidwell and I, and I remember Dressler, right? And he came up, kind of came out of nowhere. And I forgot about the punt return, when Flick went down. But it was right around that time, too, that the Patriots were doing things with Wes Welker. And then people were like, oh, we kind of have this like Wes Welker type player in Saskatchewan. Super fitting, though, that he gets the nomination into the Hall of Fame, right?
That was so nice. I was so happy to see that. I mean, everybody enjoyed him as a player. As a person, he was of equal caliber. I mean, he was pretty much an adopted Saskatchewanian or an adopted Canadian, and he just fit into this community, the Rider Nation, so well. And I was really thrilled to see him get in. It was a chance to relive a lot of really fun memories too, and I might have to go check out that YouTube video again, see if it's still up there from North Dakota.
Okay, so we're gonna be talking with you next week. You're at camp as well, but position wise going into main camp, what are your eyeballs on? I think you were mentioning that maybe you think running back's pretty much set, everything else is kind of wide open.
Yeah, I mean, with A.J. Ouellette having signed, he's going to be the bulwark of the rushing attack. There's going to be an interesting competition, for the second or possibly third spot there. I mean, Frankie Hickson is back, and there's an array of really promising running backs. But, they signed A.J. Ouellette to a two-year contract for a reason. But everywhere else you look, there's just, left tackle on the offensive line is going to be pivotal for the Rough Riders. It's interesting to see what's going to happen at the guard spots, because there's more players who can start at guard than there are starting guard positions. So, with Logan Ferland and Phillip Blake and Ryan Sevier, that's going to be a tremendous battle. There's one or two receiving spots up for grabs. Who's going to be the weak side linebacker? Is it going to be Adam O'Clara, a Canadian who was signed from Ottawa in the offseason? Defensive back, there's been some flux there. The defensive end spots are going to be intriguing. I could pretty much go
everywhere,
right down the roster. It's really going to be a cool camp. I'm looking forward to this one so much.
Okay, like I said, we'll catch up with you on that as we go. And I have to ask, before we let you go, what do you think about Game 7 tonight in Saskatoon, Blades Warriors?
I think I should go. I've really been weighing that one.
You should. Come on. I think as we talk here, there are over 12,000 tickets sold, so and walk-up will be huge.
Yeah, I am so intrigued. I'm not sure there's ever been a better Western Hockey League playoff series than that one. I mean, you can pretty much count on the game going into overtime. I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors ended up winning this one. Maybe Matthew Savoy in overtime, but this has been a coin flip right throughout.
Matthew Savoy in overtime. Okay, we'll bet a lunch on it. You go Savoy in overtime. If it goes to overtime, I'll take Armstrong and we'll go lunch on it. How about that?
Sounds good. I am expensive to feed, though, so you may have to talk to your bank.
Veal. Yeah, veal at Taverna. I got that. All right.
I am so on to that.
Okay, have a good few days start and everything, and then we'll catch up with you again, Rob.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Barney. Have a great day.